whereabouts are you from?
Where are you from?
My African friends, where are you from?
Mina afrikanske venner.
You from Congo?
One moment. From Congo.
They're the children.
Service for the kids.
They were looking forward to hearing me.
De så ellers frem til at høre mig.
Is it possible to have some water?
Er det muligt at få noget vand? Det er jeg sikker på. Yes, I'm sure.
And I'm also getting a lot of feedback on the that's better. That's a lot better. Can you hear me?
Kan I høre mig?
My African friends at the back, where are you from?
Mine afrikanske venner om nede i bag, hvor er I fra?
You're all from the Congo.
Ja, alle fra Congo.
Madam, you've got a wonderful hat.
Fru, de har en fantastisk hat.
So could you come forward so everybody could see your hat that you're wearing?
Kan du komme frem, så vi kan se din hat?
Just come forward for a bit so people can see it.
Bare kom lidt frem, så vi kan se den.
I think the hat is a sign and a wonder.
Det her
That's a beautiful hat.
Det er
really
en fantastisk hat.
God bless
en smuk hat.
You wear that next Sunday? That's a fantastic hat.
Det er en fantastisk hat, den der.
Wow. And so someone's getting some water, right? Someone's bringing some water. I've been praying a lot about what to speak about this morning.
Jeg har tænkt en del over, hvad jeg skulle tale om her. Jeg har bedt over, hvad jeg skal tale over her.
And here it comes. Thanks so much. It's in an English beer glass. That is an English. That's like half a pint of beer.
Det er ligesom en halv pint øl. Det er et engelsk ølglas.
But it tastes like water.
Men det smager som vand.
Thank God for that.
Tak Gud for det.
I really felt this morning that I wanted to share something that has been very real to me.
Ja, jeg følte virkelig her til morgen, at jeg skulle dele noget, som har været meget virkeligt for mig.
On my Christian journey.
På min kristne rejse.
And it's something that's really taken root in my life.
Og det er noget, som virkelig slår rod i mit liv.
We've had the privilege of traveling to many different nations.
Vi har haft det privilegium at rejse til mange forskellige nationer.
And we've lived in Africa, America and Europe.
Og vi har boet i Afrika, Amerika og Europa.
And we've seen God do some amazing, amazing things.
Og vi har set Gud gøre nogle fantastiske, fantastiske ting.
And we love the presence of God.
Og vi elsker Guds nærvær.
We love His presence. We love the Father.
Vi elsker hans nærvær. Vi elsker Faderen.
And we've seen God do wonderful things in people's lives. We've seen God do wonderful things in people's lives.
Og vi har set Gud gøre fantastiske ting i menneskers liv.
And it's really been an amazing journey.
Og det har været en utrolig rejse.
And I know we've still got many, many years left.
Og vi har mange, mange år tilbage, det ved jeg.
And you know, Denmark has become a very special place to us.
Og Danmark har også fået en speciel plads i vores hjerter.
I realized yesterday that of all the countries that we travel to,
jeg blev klar over i går, at af alle de lande vi rejser til,
which are many, we travel to Denmark the most.
Så og det er altså mange, så er Danmark det sted hvor vi rejser mest til.
But we don't live here.
Men vi bor her ikke.
We live in Sweden.
Vi bor i Sverige.
We're very close, but we don't live here.
Vi bor tæt på Danmark, men vi bor ikke i Danmark.
And so this morning I want to speak to you about a very specific encounter that I had with God.
Så her til morgen, der vil jeg fortælle om en helt speciel oplevelse eller møde jeg havde med Gud.
And how God taught me a very, very important principle.
Og hvordan Gud han lærte mig et meget vigtigt princip.
Which in some ways is a principle, but it's more about a life revelation that I had from God.
Det man kan godt sige på nogen måde at det er et princip, men det er også ligesom en livsåbenbaring jeg har fået fra Gud.
And I know we are all at different places.
Jeg ved at vi er alle på forskellige steder.
Some of us have been Christians for many years.
Nogle af os har været kristne i mange år.
Some of us have been Christians just for a very short amount of time.
Og nogle af os har været det bare ganske kort tid.
But I believe this is going to be a very important principle to you.
Men jeg tror det her det vil være et meget vigtigt princip for jer.
You see, I love the presence of God.
Se, jeg elsker Guds nærvær.
I love enjoying the presence of my Father.
Jeg elsker at være i nærheden af min far.
I enjoy His love.
Jeg nyder hans kærlighed.
And I've started to appreciate that presence and love at an even greater level.
Og jeg begyndt at sætte endnu mere pris på det her eller pris på et højere niveau det her nærvær og
than I've ever had before.
End jeg har haft før.
But I want you to understand something about my own life.
Jeg vil gerne have, at I lige forstår noget omkring mit eget liv.
One of the biggest areas that I've struggled with.
En af de største områder, jeg har arbejdet med eller kæmpet med.
Is fear.
Er frygt.
Anybody, can anybody identify with me?
Er der nogen, der kan ligesom identificere det i deres eget liv?
There's all sorts of different types of fears, aren't there?
Der er alle mulige forskellige slags frygt, er der ikke?
You know, fear of the night, fear of this, fear of that, many different types of fear.
Frygt for natten, frygt for mørket, frygt for det ene og frygt for det andet.
Some people are even afraid of their own shadow.
Nogle er endda bange for deres egen skygge.
But that fear in people's hearts is a very real reality.
Men den frygt i menneskers hjerte er meget virkelig, en meget virkelig virkelighed.
In the Bible, in the Old Testament,
i Bibelen i Det Gamle Testamente,
there was a king called Saul.
Der var der en konge som hed Saul.
And the people came together and said to God, "We want a king."
Folket, de kom og de ønskede en konge.
And so they chose this king called Saul.
Og så valgte de den her konge kaldet Saul.
And in 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 24.
Og i 1. Samuel Samuel 15.
We find out that this man's kingship wasn't going so well.
Så fandt vi ud af, at det her kongedømme, det gik ikke helt så godt.
He was having a rough time.
Han havde det svært, en hård tid.
He was like a bad president.
Han var ligesom en dårlig præsident.
But I'm not going to talk about politics, okay?
Nu skal jeg ikke tale om politik, bare rolig.
I'm sure you have your opinions.
Det har I sikkert jeres meninger om.
But this King Saul was really on his way out.
Men det her konge Saul, han er virkelig på vej ud.
And he's confronted again with the prophet Samuel.
Og han bliver igen konfronteret af profeten Samuel.
And this is what Samuel or Saul says to Samuel.
Og det her, det er hvad som Samuel eller Saul siger til Samuel.
Because he realizes something in his life.
For han indser noget i hans liv.
Something in his life is wrong.
Der er noget i hans liv, der er forkert.
Something in his heart is wrong.
Noget i hans hjerte er forkert.
And he says, "I have sinned, for I have transgressed the command of the Lord."
Altså 1. Samuel 15:24, der indrømmede Saul, ja, jeg har været ulydig.
And your words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice.
Jeg har ikke adlydt Herrens befaling eller rettet mig efter dig. Jeg var bange for folkene og gjorde som de ønskede.
What Saul was really struggling with.
Det som Saul kæmpede med.
Was that he feared man.
Det var han frygtede mennesker.
He feared people.
Han frygtede folkene.
He feared their opinion.
Han frygtede deres mening.
He feared what they might say.
Hvad de måtte sige.
He feared rejection.
Han frygtede at blive afvist.
And that was a very real issue in his life.
Og det var et meget virkeligt område i hans liv.
And I've experienced some of that own fear in my own life.
Og jeg har oplevet noget af den frygt i mit eget liv.
And when we start talking about revival,
og når vi begynder at fortælle om vækkelse,
when we start talking about the kingdom of God coming in power,
og når vi kommer og taler om at Guds rige skal komme i kraft,
and renewal,
og forny alt,
we realize it raises all sorts of different opinions and reactions.
Så kommer der masser af forskellige reaktioner og meninger frem.
And it's very easy for people to say, I don't like that.
Og det er meget let for mennesker at sige, det kan jeg ikke lide.
Or that shouldn't happen in a church.
Eller det skulle ikke ske i en kirke.
Or where is healing in the Bible?
Og hvor står der noget om helbredelse i Bibelen?
Or where is the prophetic in the Bible?
Og hvor er det profetiske i Bibelen?
And I've experienced some of that.
Og jeg har oplevet noget af det.
When God is moving in a meeting.
At når Gud bevæger sig i et møde.
God is working in people's lives.
Han arbejder i menneskers liv.
And people can come and be very critical and very judgmental about what God is doing.
Så kommer folk og er meget kritiske og meget dømmende omkring det som Gud han gør.
Many times people judge by the outward manifestation instead of by the fruit that is being produced.
Mange, de har en tendens til at dømme af de ydre manifestationer i frem for det indre frugt som bliver genereret.
And so we know and I understand because the book of Proverbs tells us that the fear of man is a snare.
Der står i ordsprogene at frygten for mennesker er en snare, altså en fælde.
It says that in Proverbs 29 verse 25.
Ordsprogene 29:25.
So any sort of fear we have in our hearts where we're afraid of another person,
så enhver frygt vi har i vores liv hvor vi er bange for en anden
that
person,
is going to trap our hearts, it's going to hold us back.
Det kommer til at fange vores hjerter og holde os tilbage.
Now we are coming into a whole new season in this world.
Vi kommer til at bevæge os ind i en helt ny tid i den her verden.
We are starting to see a fresh outpouring of God's presence and God's love.
Vi kommer til at se en frisk udøsning af Guds kærlighed og Guds nærvær.
I believe we're going to see many thousands of people come into the kingdom.
Jeg tror vi kommer til at se mange tusinder komme til Guds rige.
I'm not just talking Africa, I'm talking Denmark, Sweden, Norway.
Jeg taler ikke bare om Afrika, jeg taler om Danmark, Sverige og Norge.
We are going to see a harvest of people come into the kingdom.
Vi kommer til at se en høst af mennesker som kommer til Guds rige.
And God is, I believe he's already started.
Og jeg tror Gud har allerede begyndt.
We're going to have a fresh revelation of who God is.
Vi kommer til at få en frisk åbenbaring af hvem
and
Gud er.
And it's going to change what church looks like.
Og det kommer til at forandre hvad kirke ser ud som.
And it's going to change our culture as well.
Og det kommer til at forandre vores kultur også.
It's going to come back to some of the more Christian you know, it's going to impact the culture.
Det kommer til at have en indflydelse på kulturen.
Nonetheless, my heart has struggled with fear.
Ikke desto mindre så har mit hjerte kæmpet med frygt.
Now the fear in my life is really reduced.
Nu er frygten i mit liv meget reduceret.
But there was a time when the fear was really strong in me.
Men der var en tid hvor frygten var stærk i mig.
A couple of years ago.
For nogle år siden.
I think it was 3 years ago.
Måske 3 år siden.
I was praying. I was spending time with God.
Så bad jeg, jeg tilbragte tid sammen med Gud.
And one of the things I do when I spend time with God.
Og en af de ting som jeg gør når jeg tilbringer tid med
Gud. I have what I call a prayer journal.
Så har jeg sådan en bedebog.
And I write my conversations down that I have with God.
Så skriver jeg de samtaler ned som jeg har med Gud.
And this morning it was the early part of January.
Det her morgen det var i tidlig i januar.
And in my journal that day I wrote, God, I am really worried and concerned about my future.
Og i den morgen der skrev jeg i min bog, jeg er virkelig urolig og bekymret for min fremtid.
I was just being completely honest with God.
Jeg var bare helt ærlig over for Gud.
Completely honest.
Fuldstændig ærlig.
This is what I'm feeling here, God. I'm just pouring it out.
Det her det er det jeg føler Gud. Det fortæller jeg dig bare.
And then this is what God said to me.
Og det her det er hvad Gud han sagde til mig.
Straight away when I pray like that and I write it down, straight away I can hear the voice of God.
Når jeg beder på den måde og skriver ned, så lige med det samme så kan jeg høre Guds stemme.
And then immediately I felt the Father say to me, every part of me that fears.
Og jeg følte med det samme at Herren han sagde til mig, at hver eneste del af min krop som har frygt
is not surrendered to my love.
Er ikke overgivet til mit liv.
Now when I heard that,
da jeg hørte det,
I thought, wow, that is good.
Oh, that thing, det er godt.
That's a revelation. That's a good word, God.
Det er en åbenbaring. Det er et godt ord, Gud.
That's really amazing.
Det er virkelig utroligt.
And so God said to me, every part of you that fears is not surrendered to my love.
Det enhver del af i dit liv som har frygt, det er ikke overgivet til min kærlighed.
And I was so excited.
Og jeg var helt op at køre.
I thought, wow, that's a revelation.
Det her det er en åbenbaring.
Every part of my heart that's not surrendered to him.
En hver del af mit hjerte som ikke er overgivet til ham.
That's the parts of my heart that fear.
Det er de dele som er har frygt.
Because fear comes out of your heart. Did you know that?
Fordi frygten kommer fra dit hjerte, ved du det?
Well, and I thought that was great. That was a great revelation.
Jeg tænkte, at det var stort det her. Det var en fantastisk åbenbaring.
But then a couple of 2-3 hours later.
Måske en 2-3 timer senere.
As I was just thinking about it.
Da jeg tænkte over det.
I was thinking, okay, God.
Og så tænkte jeg, okay, Gud.
You just told me.
Du har lige fortalt mig.
Why I have fear.
Hvorfor jeg har frygt.
Why there's fear in my heart.
Hvorfor der er frygt i mit hjerte.
Well, the reason I have fear in my heart is because there's some parts of those parts of my heart.
Årsagen til at jeg har frygt i mit hjerte er, at de dele af mit hjerte.
Are not surrendered to your love.
Er ikke overgivet til din kærlighed.
And I suddenly realized something.
Og så fandt jeg pludselig ud af noget.
How do I do that?
Hvordan gør jeg det?
How do I surrender those parts in my heart to you, God?
Hvordan overgiver jeg de dele af mit hjerte til dig, Gud?
And so I became frustrated.
Så blev jeg frustreret.
I became disappointed.
Jeg blev skuffet.
Now I'm not so high. Now I've come down a little bit.
Nu er jeg ikke længere helt heroppe at køre. Nu er jeg ligesom faldet lidt ned.
Because I know I've got an issue with fear.
Fordi jeg ved at jeg har et problem med frygt.
I'm honest with God about the issue.
Jeg er ærlig over for Gud med det.
But now I realize.
Men nu indser jeg.
How do I get God to deal with that?
Hvordan får jeg Gud til ligesom at tage hånd om det her?
And so it was like an ongoing conversation that I had with God.
Det var ligesom en samtale som jeg havde kørende med Gud.
And a few days later,
Og nogle få dage senere.
I was saying to God, God, it's wonderful that you've told me this great revelation.
Og jeg sagde til Gud, det er fantastisk, du har givet mig den her åbenbaring.
But I said, God, I don't know how to change it.
Men jeg ved ikke, Gud, hvordan jeg skal forandre det.
I don't know how to get rid of the fear.
Jeg ved ikke, hvordan jeg skal slippe af med frygten.
I don't know how for that to be broken or changed in my life.
Jeg ved ikke, hvordan det skal blive brudt eller forandret i mit liv.
And as I'm talking to God again,
og mens jeg taler med Gud igen,
again writing these things down in my journal,
jeg skriver igen ned i min bog.
This is what I felt the Father say to me.
Og det her det, jeg følte, som faren, min far, han sagde til mig.
He said to me, one of the special things that I'm doing in your life.
Han sagde, en af de specielle ting, jeg gør i dit liv,
is teaching you to live like a child.
Det er at lære dig at leve som et barn.
And I'm thinking, wow, that's wonderful, God.
Igen tænker jeg, oh, fantastisk Gud.
But within a few moments, I've got a negative thought going through my mind.
Men i løbet af nogle ganske få øjeblikke, så har jeg en negativ tanke i min.
And the negative thought going through my mind is this.
Og den negative tanke, som jeg har,
God,
den er.
I've spent the last 50 years.
Gud, jeg har altså tilbragt de sidste 50 år.
Growing up.
Med at vokse op.
I've been trying to grow up.
Jeg har forsøgt at på at blive voksen.
You know, my parents when I was 5 years old.
Da mine forældre dengang jeg var 5 år gammel.
They would say, "Grow up."
De sagde til mig, nu må du til at vokse op og tage dig sammen.
When I was 10 years old, they would say, "Grow up."
Da jeg var 10 år, så sagde de til mig, nu må du til at blive voksen.
When I did something stupid when I was 15, they'd say, "Grow up."
Da jeg var 15, så sagde de det samme til mig, nu må du til at blive
voksen. So I've been trying to grow up.
Jeg har forsøgt at vokse op hele mit liv.
And now you're coming to me, God, and saying, "I want you to be like a child."
Og nu kommer du og siger til mig, at jeg skal være ligesom et barn.
So now I'm a little bit confused.
Nu bliver jeg altså forvirret, Gud.
Because I've spent a lot of time and energy on growing up.
Fordi jeg har brugt rigtig meget tid og energi på at blive voksen.
It's like when your parents say to you, "Behave yourself."
Det er ligesom når dine forældre siger til dig, nu skal du opføre dig ordentligt.
When I was a little boy,
da jeg var en lille dreng,
my parents would say,
så sagde mine forældre til mig,
"You have to behave yourself."
Nu må du opføre dig ordentligt.
You have to behave yourself.
Du må opføre dig ordentligt.
Because they knew I sometimes didn't behave myself.
For de vidste at det var ikke jeg opførte mig ikke ordentligt altid.
So I had to behave myself.
Så jeg skulle ligesom have det at vide, opfør dig ordentligt.
And so I've got this conflict going on in my mind.
Så jeg har den her konflikt inde i min hjerne.
I've spent a lot of time trying to be mature.
Jeg har brugt lang tid på at være moden, forsøge at være moden.
To be well behaved.
Og opføre mig ordentligt.
To grow up.
Og blive voksen.
Even to be well respected.
Og selv at være velrespekteret.
And now, God, you're coming to me.
Og nu kommer du til mig, Gud.
And saying to me, one of the special things I'm doing in your life.
Og siger, en af de specielle ting, jeg gør i dit liv.
Is teaching you to be like a child.
Det er at lære dig at blive som et barn.
And that was kind of difficult for me.
Og det var ret svært for mig.
Because one part of me didn't want to be like a child.
Fordi der var en del af mig, som ikke ønskede at være som et barn.
My favorite church in the world is Toronto.
Min yndlingskirke i verden, det er Toronto.
And I've been to Toronto many times.
Jeg har været der mange gange.
I go back to Toronto in January.
Jeg tager tilbage til Toronto i januar.
And it's just, for me, it's just a happy place.
Og for mig er det bare et glædeligt sted.
I'm friends with John Arnott.
Jeg er venner med John Arnott.
Which is a privilege to know him.
Og det er et privilegium at kende ham.
And God has done so much in my life in that particular church.
Og Gud har gjort så meget i mit liv i den her kirke.
I've got many friends there.
Jeg har mange venner der.
And right at the back of the church.
Og helt nede bag i kirken, bagerst i kirken.
There is a scripture.
Der er der et skriftsted.
And this scripture is painted on the wall.
Og det er malet på væggen.
And it's Luke 12 verse 32.
Og det er Lukas 12:32.
And it says, "Do not fear, little flock, for it is your father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom."
Altså Lukas 12:32, der står der, "Vær ikke bange, du lille flok, for jeres far har besluttet at give jer del i sit rige."
Do not fear, little flock.
Vær ikke bange, du lille flok.
For it is my father's good pleasure to give to you the kingdom.
For jeres far har besluttet at give jer del i sit rige.
So Jesus is speaking to his disciples.
Så Jesus han taler til sine disciple.
He's speaking to former tax collectors, fishermen.
Han taler til fiskere og tidligere skatteopkrævere.
Businessmen.
Forretningsmænd.
People from all sorts of different backgrounds.
Folk med alle mulige forskellige baggrunde.
Men in their 20s.
De var i deres 20'ere.
And he looks at them.
Og han kigger på dem.
And he says, "Little flock."
Og så siger han, lille flok.
It's my father's good pleasure.
At det er min far, han har besluttet.
To give you the kingdom.
At give jer del i sit rige.
But he says, do not fear.
Men han siger, vær ikke bange.
Little flock.
Du lille flok.
It's my father's good pleasure.
For jeres far har besluttet.
To give to you.
At give jer
kingdom.
Del i sit rige.
And so, over a process of time.
Så over en proces over tid.
I started to realize and to understand something.
Så begyndte jeg ligesom at indse noget og forstå noget.
That one of the ways God works in us.
På en af de måder som Gud han arbejder i os.
As in all of us.
Og det er i os alle sammen.
Not just the leaders or the pastors.
Ikke kun lederne eller præsterne.
But one of the ways God works in all of us.
Men en af de måder som Gud han arbejder i os alle på.
Is to do with the attitude that we have.
Det er med den attitude vi har, den indstilling vi har.
Our attitude towards God.
Vores indstilling over for Gud.
Our attitude towards ourselves.
Vores indstilling over for os selv.
And our attitude towards one another.
Og vores indstilling mod hinanden.
And that attitude reveals a lot about who we are.
Og den indstilling afslører en masse om hvem vi er.
Reveals a lot about our hearts.
Om vores hjerter.
And about what God wants to do in our lives.
Og hvad Gud han ønsker at gøre i vores liv.
And actually through our lives.
Og igennem vores liv.
And that now has become very real and personal to me.
Og det er blevet meget virkeligt og personligt for mig.
So Jesus makes another comment or another statement.
Jesus han kommer med en anden udtalelse.
In Matthew chapter 18.
Matthæus 18.
I know a man that's connected with Toronto and the Revival Alliance.
Jeg kender en som er tilknyttet Revival Alliance og tilknyttet Toronto.
His name is George Mbanoff.
Han hedder George Mbanoff.
Has anybody heard of George Mbanoff?
Er der nogen der har hørt om George Mbanoff?
Well, have you heard of George Mbanoff? You know him? Only a little. Well, anyhow, Georgian was originally from Bulgaria.
Han var oprindelig George Mbanoff. Han er oprindelig fra Bulgarien.
But he's a really radical guy in the kingdom.
Han er meget radikal fyr i Guds rige.
He plays a fiddle.
Han spiller violin.
And he really exemplifies childlike attitude.
Og han eksemplificerer virkelig den her barnagtige opførsel eller indstilling.
And he makes his statement.
Og han kommer med en udtalelse.
He says there are no adults in heaven.
Han siger der er ikke nogen voksne i himlen.
There are no adults in heaven.
Der er ingen voksne i himlen.
So we got a problem, folks.
Så vi har et problem. Vi har et problem her.
We have a problem.
Vi har et problem.
And then Jesus comes along.
Og så kommer Jesus.
And says this in Matthew chapter 18.
Og siger det her i Matthæus 18.
Again he's with his disciples.
Igen så er han sammen med sine disciple.
And his disciples came to him.
Og hans disciple kommer til ham.
With the little children.
Med de små børn.
And this is what he says.
Og det her det er det han siger.
Assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted, in verse 3 of chapter 18. Unless you are converted and become as little children, you are by no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
Matthæus 18:3, så sagde han, det siger jeg jer, hvis ikke I ændrer jeres måde at tænke på og bliver som små børn, kommer I slet ikke ind i Guds rige.
Therefore whoever humbles himself,
den der ydmyger sig,
as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
Og bliver som barnet her er den største i Guds rige.
And whoever receives one little child like this in my name,
og den der accepterer et sådan lille barn, fordi det tilhører mig,
receives me.
Accepterer i virkeligheden mig.
Now see, God is speaking to me about being a child.
Gud han taler til mig om at være et barn.
But I'm also conscious of the fact that there's some fear in my heart that I want him to deal with.
Men jeg er også klar over at jeg har noget frygt i mit hjerte, som jeg vil gerne han tager sig af.
And he is connecting the being like a child.
Han forbinder det her med at være barn.
And my freedom from fear.
Og min frihed fra frygt.
And how we get free and how God changes our lives.
Og hvordan vi bliver fri fra den og hvordan Gud han forandrer vores liv.
Well, here Jesus says, assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted.
Det som hvis Jesus han siger her, det siger jeg, hvis ikke I ændrer jeres måde at tænke på.
And become as little children.
Og bliver som små børn.
You're by no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
Kommer I slet ikke ind i Guds rige.
Well, this is what I know about children.
Det her det er det jeg ved om børn.
This is what I know about little children.
Det er det jeg ved om små børn.
They have this incredible ability to trust.
De har den her fantastiske evne til at stole på.
They're just able to trust.
De er bare i stand til at stole på.
Okay? They accept things.
De accepterer ting.
They believe things.
De tror på ting.
And they receive things.
Og de modtager ting.
Straight away.
Lige med det samme.
Okay? If I had a bag of goodies in my hand right now.
Hvis jeg har noget slik her i min hånd lige nu.
And I said I have a bag of sweets here right now.
Jeg har sådan en lille, jeg siger jeg har noget slik her i min hånd.
Who would like one of my goodies?
Hvem vil så gerne have noget af mit slik?
Svensk licorice.
Svensk lakrids.
No, dansk licorice.
Eller dansk lakrids.
And I had it in my hand right now.
Og jeg har det i min hånd lige nu.
I would almost guarantee you that the youngest would come here first looking for it.
Så vil jeg næsten garantere at de mindste de vil komme frem og kigge efter det først.
Where the older ones of us were thinking it's not really good, it's poison or something.
Mens de ældre af os vi vil tænke det er slet ikke slik det her, det er garanteret noget giftigt noget han har.
Well, is it really or am I allowed to receive it?
Ja, eller er det noget for mig, må jeg overhovedet modtage det?
I remember my son, my eldest son who's leading worship at our church this morning in Sweden.
Jeg kommer til at tænke på min ældste søn, som leder lovsang den her morgen i Malmø.
When he was 2 years old,
da han var 2 år,
we were living in Scotland.
Vi levede i Skotland.
And he had this beautiful blonde hair.
Og det her smukke blonde hår.
Just curly at the back, really curly.
Og meget krøllet om bagi.
And he was like action man.
Og han var ligesom action man.
He's like in everything, wants to do everything. And as soon as he could walk, he kicked a football.
Og han var i alting, han ville røre ved alting, og lige så snart han kunne gå, så begyndte han at sparke til en fodbold.
I was so proud of him.
Jeg var meget stolt af ham.
Because I wanted him to play for England.
Jeg ville gerne, at han skulle spille for England.
But it never happened.
Det skete bare aldrig.
But anyhow, when he was 2 years old,
men da han var 2 år gammel,
he would wear his green t-shirt.
Så han sin grønne t-shirt på.
And then he had his nappy.
Og så havde han ble på.
His nappy was out here somewhere.
Han var sådan cirka herude.
And then he'd never wear his short socks or shoes. He'd just go around with his nappy and his t-shirt.
Han gik bare rundt der i sin ble og i hans t-shirt.
Action man.
Action man.
And then he'd go to the top of the stairs in his house we lived in.
Så gik han op på toppen af trapperne hvor i det hus vi boede.
And he'd say, "Papa."
Og siger han far.
And he'd be up the top of the stairs.
Og så var han helt op i toppen af hele trappen.
He'd want me to be halfway down the stairs.
Og jeg skulle være halvvejs ned ad trappen.
And he'd want me to catch him.
Og jeg skulle så gribe ham.
Because now he's going to do his Superman impression.
Og nu kommer han til at lave hans Superman efterligning.
He's going to be like Superman.
Han vil være ligesom Superman.
He literally is going to throw himself off as hard as he can.
Han vil springe lige så højt og hurtigt ud som han kan og langt ud som
my
han
wife
kan.
Would hide in the kitchen.
Min kone, hun vil gemme sig i køkkenet.
Praying in tongues.
Og bede i tunger.
So nothing would happen.
Der skete ikke noget.
So and he would just go, he would go ready.
Så siger han klar.
He go ready.
Er du klar?
Ready.
Er du klar?
And then he jump.
Og så sprang han.
Here comes Superman.
Og her kommer Superman.
And of course I've got to catch him.
Og jeg skal selvfølgelig gribe ham.
He do it once.
Han vil gøre det en gang.
You got to do it 100 times.
Og når så bagefter vil han gøre det 100 gange mere.
As soon as you catch him.
Når du har grebet ham.
You say again.
Så siger han igen.
Run to the top of the stairs.
Løber op i toppen af trapperne og prøver igen.
And of course you do it. You do it 10 or 15 times.
Du gør det 10 eller 15 gange.
Until your arms are too sore to catch him
indtil
anymore.
Indtil dine arme, de er alt for ømme til at du overhovedet kan gribe ham mere.
But this is what I saw and realized.
Men det var det jeg så og indså.
Childlike attitude.
Den her barnlige indstilling.
Has got a profound ability to trust.
Han sådan en helt dyb evne til at stole på.
And the trusting.
Og den her stole på.
Is an attribute of the heart.
Det er en del af vores hjerte, en attribut af vores hjerte.
Because the child never thought about the implications.
Fordi barnet tænkte aldrig på konsekvenserne.
If my father doesn't catch me.
Hvis min far han ikke griber mig.
If my father drops me.
Hvis min far han taber mig.
How badly it will hurt.
Hvor ondt det vil gøre.
If I could break my leg.
Jeg vil måske brække mit ben.
Crack my head.
Eller få hjerne.
Or if my head just crashes into my father's head.
Eller måske rammer mit hoved ind i min fars hoved.
That might be a good thing for the father's head, I don't know.
Jeg ved ikke om det vil være noget godt for farens hoved.
But it never goes through the child's mind.
Men det går slet ikke igennem barnets hoved.
The implications.
Konsekvenserne.
Because the heart of the child is simply to trust.
Fordi barnets hjerte er bare at stole på.
I am just going to trust.
Jeg stoler bare.
And when Jesus says unless you are converted and become like little children.
Og når Jesus han siger hvis ikke I ændrer jeres måde at tænke på at blive som små børn.
And he says you'll by no means never enter the kingdom of heaven.
Kommer I slet ikke ind i Guds rige?
That the kingdom of heaven.
Guds rige.
Is available to those who trust.
Guds rige er tilgængelig for dem som stoler på.
All his presence, his love, the power.
Al hans nærvær, al hans kærlighed, kraft.
Is available to him as we trust.
Den er til rådighed for den som stoler.
And trusting sometime in the kingdom is like this.
Og nogle gange er det at stole på nogen i Guds rige.
Sometimes taking a risk, putting our foot out in front of us like that and not knowing what is going to be there.
Det er simpelthen at tage et skridt ud og ikke vide hvad der ligger foran.
That is a childlike attribute.
Det er den måde som et barn gør det på.
I'm just going to trust God.
Jeg stoler bare på Gud.
I'm going to trust the Father.
Jeg stoler på faren.
I'm going to trust his love to come for me.
Jeg stoler på at hans kærlighed
kommer
for mig.
We're not sure what is going to happen.
Jeg ved ikke hvad der sker.
But as a child we're just going to trust.
Men som et barn så stoler jeg bare.
And all of a sudden we put our foot out.
Så tager vi vores ben frem.
And we land on ground.
Og så lander vi på sikker grund.
It's there.
Det er der.
And that's what that's a childlike attitude.
Og det er den her
That's what children do.
Det er det som børn gør.
All the time.
Hele tiden.
When I was a child, I did crazy things.
Da jeg var barn, så gjorde jeg mærkelige ting.
I went on roofs of buildings and I was crazy things.
Jeg gik op på toppen af husene, tage og gjorde masser af mærkelige ting.
Now I would never do it.
Det vil jeg ikke gøre nu.
Because I realized that was a really stupid thing to do.
Fordi jeg indser, at det var virkelig dumt gjort.
But I was just full of adventure in my heart.
Jeg havde bare en masse eventyr i mit hjerte.
And then Jesus goes on to say in verse 4.
Og så siger han i vers 4.
Therefore whoever humbles himself,
den der ydmyger sig,
as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
Og bliver som barnet her er den største i Guds rige.
And that word that he uses there, that word humbles himself.
Og det der ord han bruger med at ydmyge sig.
Literally he's willing to empty himself.
Han er villig til at tømme sig selv.
You know, my daughter is working at a kindergarten.
Min datter arbejder i en børnehave.
And so most days we have stories of what the children are doing.
Så de fleste dage så har vi historier om hvad børnene de gør.
But this is a thing that I've learned.
Det her det er en ting jeg har lært.
Many young children have no embarrassment at all.
De har ikke overhovedet sådan det her med at blive flove eller noget.
They have no shame.
De har ikke nogen skam.
And they have no embarrassment.
Og de bliver ikke flove.
And my daughter one day told me this story.
Og min datter fortalte mig en dag en historie.
She says you'll never imagine what happened.
Du kan slet ikke forestille dig hvad der skete.
I was getting all the little children ready to go out for a walk.
Jeg fik gjort alle børnene, de små børn, klar til at komme ud og gå.
And to play in the leg plats.
Og lege på en legeplads.
And all of a sudden, one of the children,
og pludselig var der et af børnene,
as we were all putting the coats on,
mens vi var ved at tage jakker på,
pulled the pants down,
som trak sine bukser ned,
and pooped.
Og lavede en stor.
I thought, oh my goodness me.
Og jeg tænkte, hvad sker der?
And the child was not at all ashamed.
Og der barnet var slet ikke flov over det.
Now I'm not encouraging this in church, you understand?
Det er ikke fordi jeg skal opfordre jer til at bruge toiletterne.
There is a point to this.
Der er en pointe med det her.
There's a real point to this.
Der er en virkelig pointe med det her.
That child was not ashamed.
Det her barn var ikke flov.
It was like normal.
Det var helt normalt.
I need to do it, I'll do it.
Jeg skulle gøre det, og så måtte jeg gøre det jo.
And wasn't worried about it.
Det var ikke noget at bekymre mig om.
And of course my daughter was there to clean up everything.
Og min datter var der jo til at gøre
thank
rent.
Thank God.
Tak Gud.
But the thing that impressed me was this.
Men det som gjorde indtryk på mig var det her.
Is that the child was not ashamed.
Barnet skammede sig ikke.
The child was kind of free.
Barnet var frit.
Okay, that wasn't the right thing to do, I understand.
Okay, det var ikke det rette at gøre, det forstår jeg godt.
But when you look at the lives of children.
Men når du ser på børns liv.
They're free.
Så er de frie.
They live in an incredible amount of freedom.
De lever på en fantastisk bjerg af frihed.
And I think when Jesus says, "Hey you guys, you need to humble yourself."
Og når Jesus han siger, I må ydmyge jer.
It's like children, you go into a house where there's young children.
Det er ligesom når du går ind i et hus hvor der er små børn.
And the children have got jam on their face.
Og de har syltetøj ud over kinderne.
Or chocolate on their hands.
Eller chokolade på hænderne.
And the parents saying, "Don't go and wash yourself. Go and wash yourself."
Og forældrene bliver gale på dem og siger, "Nu er I ikke ude at vaske jer."
But you know, there's something about the life of a child.
Men der er noget ved et barns liv.
That can liberate the life of an adult.
Som kan frigøre en voksen mands liv.
Can literally set us free.
Det kan sætte os fri.
Jesus says, "You guys need to learn to be like a child."
Jesus han siger, I bliver nødt til at lære at blive som børn.
The third thing that Jesus says here is this.
Den tredje ting, som Jesus han siger her, det er det.
Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me.
Og den der accepterer et sådan lille barn fordi det tilhører mig, accepterer i virkeligheden mig.
We've heard that.
Det har vi hørt før.
We've heard that many times.
Vi har hørt det mange gange.
If the children come, we got to receive the child, we got to love the child, and if we receive the child, we receive Jesus.
Og vi har hørt det her mange gange om, at vi skal modtage børn, og de skal komme, og vi skal modtage dem, og når vi gør det, så har vi også modtaget Jesus.
But as I'm reading this verse one day,
men så læser jeg det her en dag.
I'm struggling here.
Så kæmper jeg herinde.
And this is what the father says to me.
Og det her det er det faren siger til mig.
He says one of the things that you're dealing with, Andy.
En af de ting som du kæmper med, Andy.
Is receiving yourself.
Det er at modtage dig selv.
You don't accept yourself.
Du accepterer ikke dig selv.
You don't like yourself.
Du kan ikke lide dig selv.
You don't love yourself.
Du elsker ikke dig selv.
Because Jesus says we shall love everyone else as ourselves.
For Jesus han siger, I skal elske din næste som dig selv.
The way we love others is really a reflection of how we love ourselves.
Den måde vi elsker andre på er en refleksion eller et genspejl af hvordan vi elsker os selv.
Now I was a little bit shocked.
Jeg var lidt i chok.
I don't love myself.
Jeg elsker ikke mig selv.
And as I, it was almost like a video started to play in my mind.
Og det var ligesom om der startede en video inde i min hjerne.
That when I was a teenager.
Da jeg var teenager.
I really didn't like who I was.
Der kunne jeg virkelig ikke lide hvem jeg var.
So I rejected myself.
Så jeg forkastede mig selv.
And I tried to take on some other person, you know, personality.
Jeg prøvede at påtage mig en anden personlighed.
Because I wasn't happy with who I was.
Jeg var ikke glad for den jeg var.
I didn't really receive who I was.
Jeg modtog ikke rigtig hvem jeg var.
And I said to, I'm saying to God, God, I feel that now in my heart that I didn't really like who I was.
Jeg føler det i mit hjerte nu, sagde jeg til Gud, at jeg kunne ikke virkelig lide den jeg
and
var.
I didn't receive myself the way Jesus asked us to receive children.
Og jeg modtog ikke mig selv på den måde som Jesus han beder os om at modtage børn.
And so this is what I did.
Så det her det var det jeg gjorde.
I do a lot of strange things.
Jeg gør mange mærkelige ting.
I'm a bit of a out there. But I there was a mirror on the wall.
Der var et spejl på væggen.
And I went and stood in front of that mirror.
Og jeg stillede mig hen foran det her spejl.
And I looked at myself.
Og jeg kiggede på mig selv.
And I realized it was time for me to accept myself.
Og jeg indså at det var tid for mig til at acceptere mig selv.
Okay. Now I understand it's a little hard in Scandinavia us doing this.
Det jeg kan godt se, jeg ved godt at det er svært for os her i Skandinavien at gøre
det. It's not that easy.
Det er ikke nemt.
You know we have this thing called the Jantelagen.
Vi har den her Jantelov.
That I think was written not too far from here.
Som er beskrevet ikke særlig langt herfra.
It was in 50 kilometers perhaps or 80 kilometers. It was on this part of Denmark.
Ja, det var i den her del af landet.
In 1938, is that right?
I 1938.
Yeah.
Jeg ved ikke om det var 1938, det.
But anyhow, I stand in front of this mirror.
Jeg står foran det her spejl.
And it's a bit awkward.
Det er sådan ligesom lidt mærkeligt.
And I look in my eyes in the mirror.
Og jeg kigger ind i mine øjne ind i spejlet.
And I say, Andy, I accept you and I receive you.
Jeg sagde, Andy, jeg accepterer dig og jeg modtager dig.
And it was hard.
Det var svært.
It was really hard doing that.
Det var virkelig svært at gøre det.
I remember my daughter.
Jeg kan huske min datter.
When we lived in Africa.
Da vi boede i Afrika.
We brought all her princess dresses with us.
Så havde vi alle hendes prinsessekjoler med.
And every so often my daughter, she was 8 years old.
Så min datter hun var 8 år.
Beautiful blonde hair.
Smukt blondt hår.
Beautiful blue eyes.
Smukke blå øjne.
Because she has a Swedish mother.
Fordi hun har en svensk mor.
And, well, she would put her princess dresses on.
Så tog hun sin prinsessekjoler på.
And she would go, "Aren't I beautiful?"
Og så sagde hun, "Er jeg ikke smuk?"
And she would go like this.
Og så snurrer hun rundt og viser
kjolen. And the dress would go up, "Aren't I beautiful?"
Og kjolen ville sprede
sig. I am so beautiful.
Hun sagde, "Jeg er så smuk, er jeg ikke smuk?"
And I'm thinking, "Wow, it's so easy for a child to accept who they are."
Og det er så nemt for børn at acceptere dem de er.
She enjoys the fact that she's beautiful.
Hun nød det faktum at hun var smuk.
She enjoys the fact that she's good looking.
Hun nød det faktum at hun så godt ud.
With a blonde hair, I sometimes say blue hair and blonde eyes, but
nogle gange kommer jeg til at sige blot hår og blot hår blonde øjne, men det er altså modsat.
And she just enjoys who she is.
Hun nyder den hun er.
And she's free.
Og hun er fri.
And here in this whole passage, the whole point is about being childlike.
Og her den her passage handler simpelthen om det at være som et barn.
Now when it comes to the moving of God's presence.
Når det kommer til at Gud han bevæger sit nærvær.
When it comes to the Holy Spirit.
Når det kommer til Helligånden.
We keep that childlike attitude.
Så skal vi bevare den her barnagtige indstilling.
We want to give his presence and love and spirit away.
Vi ønsker at give hans nærvær væk, hans kærlighed væk.
We don't have to be like big tough adults.
Vi skal ikke være ligesom sådan nogle store barske voksne.
But we can just be like children.
Vi skal bare være som børn.
And like Jesus says, fear not, little flock, it's my father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
Det her, som vi læste før, så siger han, frygt ikke, du lille flok, I skal få del i Guds rige.
Anyhow, as I learn to take on this childlike attitude,
eftersom jeg har lært at tage den her barnlige indstilling,
and to just be more like a child,
og være mere som et barn,
and enjoy that,
og nyde det,
I realize that my fear is becoming less and less and less.
Så oplever jeg, at min frygt bliver mindre og mindre.
Can I give you one last story?
Må jeg give jer en sidste historie?
And then we're going to have a time of ministry.
Så kommer vi til en betjening.
Can I give you one last story?
En sidste historie.
Yeah, one of you is reluctant.
Der er en enkelt, der er sådan modvilligt nikker.
This year.
Det her år.
I had the privilege of going with my wife to New Zealand for a month.
Så tog jeg med, havde det privilegium at tage med min kone en måned til New Zealand.
It was always one of our dreams to go to New Zealand.
Det har altid været en af vores drømme at tage til New Zealand.
And for many years we dreamt about it.
Og i mange år har vi drømt om det.
And we had an opportunity to go on a 4-month program there in New Zealand.
Og vi havde mulighed for at tage på sådan en hel måneds program eller rejse.
With Father Heart Ministries.
Med faderhjerte tjenesten.
And we every weekend they said to us.
Hver eneste weekend sagde de til os.
You guys can go off and play.
I kan bare tage ud og more jer.
And do something fun.
Og gøre noget der er sjovt.
And that's what we did every weekend.
Og det gjorde vi hver eneste weekend.
We went and found something to do that was fun.
Så fandt vi noget der var sjovt.
And then the last weekend.
Den sidste weekend.
Our friends, it was four of us.
Vores venner, vi var afsted fire sammen.
We wanted to go and do white water rafting.
Så ville vi tage ud og rafte på en flod.
Yeah, so we're rafting på floden, that's right. So we went off to this, and they have many of these in New Zealand.
Der er masser af muligheder for det her i New Zealand.
This one river.
Der er en flod.
And they dress you up in this special suit.
Og du får sådan en speciel dragt på.
They put a wetsuit on you.
Det er en våddragt.
They put a life jacket on you.
Så har du en redningsvest på.
And they put like diving shoes on you.
Så har du sådan nogle dykkersko på.
And then for everybody, they had to have a helmet.
Og alle skulle have hjelm på.
Or they put a musa, then a helmet on top of the musa.
Så kom der en musa og så en hjelm ovenpå.
Yeah, and they put a helmet on top of that. But because my head is so big.
Men fordi mit hoved er så stort.
They couldn't find a helmet that was big enough.
Så kunne de ikke finde en hjelm der var stor nok.
To fit, if the musa was there, the helmet wouldn't fit.
Altså hvis jeg havde den her inden under, så kunne jeg ligesom, så var der ikke plads, så havde de ingen hjelm der var stor nok.
So they found this one helmet, the only helmet out of 99 helmets. They had one helmet to fit my head.
Så var der kun en ud af 99 hjelme som kunne passe mig.
This is a giant organ. This is huge. Very big.
Jeg har et kæmpe hoved.
I have the biggest head.
Jeg har det største hoved overhovedet.
And then he put the helmet on me and put the musa on top of the helmet.
Men og så fik jeg den her.
It looks so funny.
Jeg ved hvad. But
the beanie, a beanie. That's yeah. Not Mr. Bean. It's a musa. Okay. But you understand what a musa is? A hat.
Okay. En hue. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so in wool hat.
So they put the helmet on and the woolly hat over top of the helmet.
Og så en uld hat eller hue ovenover.
It looked like I'm wearing a space suit or something.
Det ser ud som om jeg har en rumdragt på.
And so we go off on the river.
Så vi tager afsted ud på floden.
And we're going to be on this river for 2 hours.
Og vi er der i 2 timer eller skal være der i 2 timer.
And what they didn't tell us.
Og det de ikke fortalte os.
Is this river is a grade 3 river.
Det er en kategori 3 flod.
And I didn't know what that meant.
Og det ved jeg ikke, hvad det betød. Jeg vidste ikke, hvad det betød.
Meant nothing to me.
Du har sagt det, og jeg vil ikke vide, hvad det betød.
I thought we were just gonna have some fun.
Jeg troede bare, vi skulle have det sjovt.
Well, of course, there's only 5 of us in this raft.
Der er kun 5 af os i den her raft.
And we start the raft starts going down the river.
Og den her den bevæger sig ned ad floden.
And I'm at the front of this raft.
Og jeg er foran af den her båd.
And then we come to the first rapid.
Og vi kommer til den første fald.
And there's a big drop.
Og der er et kæmpe fald.
And I thought, oh Jesus.
Og jeg tænkte, oh Jesus.
That is too much.
Det er for meget.
And I became afraid.
Og jeg blev bange.
I became nervous and afraid.
Jeg blev nervøs og bange.
And we got 54 of these rapids to go through.
Og havde vi altså 54 stykker, vi skulle igennem af de her strømfald.
I'm like, I don't think I've just spent $100 and I'm not sure if that is a good investment.
Jeg har lige smidt $100 for at komme på den her tur. Jeg er ikke sikker på, at det er en god investering.
But as we go along,
mens vi er på vej,
I start to have fun.
Så begynder jeg at have det sjovt.
And all of a sudden, as I'm having fun, almost like a little child,
mens jeg har det sjovt, nærmest ligesom et lille barn,
the fear starts to go away.
Så forsvinder frygten.
Literally, the fear starts to leave me.
Så forlader frygten mig.
To the point where, at the end of the river,
til det punkt, at hvor jeg er for enden af floden,
we are playing with the raft as it's going into the rapids.
Så leger vi ligesom med den her båd, mens vi kører ned eller sejler ned igennem de her strømfald.
And I'm just having a time of my life.
Så har jeg bare fantastisk.
I'm really being like a child.
Jeg har det som et barn.
And as I'm being like a child,
og mens jeg er ligesom et barn,
I realize the fear, there's no fear.
Så jeg indser, der er ikke nogen frygt.
There's no fear there.
Der er ikke nogen frygt.
At the end of the 2 hours, we carry the raft out of the water.
Og i slutningen her, efter 2 timer, så bærer vi båden ud af vandet.
And I'm so happy.
Og jeg er så glad.
I'm literally on the banks of the river.
Jeg er på flodbredden.
And we're carrying the raft.
Og vi bærer den her båd op.
And literally the Holy Spirit lands on me.
Og så lander Helligånden på.
And I start to laugh.
Og jeg begynder at grine.
I am laughing and laughing.
Jeg griner og griner.
Now I can't walk with the raft.
Nu kan jeg ikke gå med den her båd længere.
And then I fall over.
Og jeg falder om.
Into the bushes.
Ned i buskene.
And I'm in the bushes.
Og jeg er der nede i buskene.
Like a ball in the bushes.
Som en
laughing. The New Zealand man that was with us,
ham den newzealandske mand som var med os,
says, "Is that man okay?"
Er han okay?
My wife says he's okay.
Og min kone siger han er okay.
He's completely okay.
Han er helt okay.
And I was on the floor just laughing and laughing and laughing.
Og jeg lå der på jorden og bare grinte og grinte og grinte.
Because my heart found some freedom.
Fordi mit hjerte fandt noget frihed.
My heart found some freedom.
Mit hjerte fandt noget frihed.
From fear.
Fra frygt.
I didn't have to live in that fear any longer.
Jeg behøvede ikke at leve i den frygt længere.
And it became comfortable for me.
Og det blev komfortabelt for mig.
To enjoy myself.
Og nyde mig selv.
And be like a child.
Og være som et barn.
And in that place, I just encountered the Father's presence in a whole new way.
Og på det sted der følte jeg bare Guds nærvær, faderens nærvær på en helt ny måde.
And that's kind of a story of my life. That's a story of the way God has changed things in my heart.
Og det er historien om mit liv, hvordan Gud har ændret ting i mit hjerte.
And changed things for us.
Og ændret ting for os.
Amen.
Amen.
Perhaps we could stand up together.
Måske vi skal stå op sammen.
It's okay to have some ministry, to have some praying going on. Let's just put our hands out in front of us, shall we?
Måske lige række hænderne frem.
Far, I just thank you for your presence.
Far, jeg takker dig for dit nærvær.
I thank you, Father, that you love us.
Tak fordi du elsker os.
Holy Spirit, you are here.
Helligånd, du er her.
Spirit of the Father, you are in this place.
Du er på det her sted, Helligånd.
So I just ask that you would just continue to work.
Så beder du om, at du vil fortsætte med at arbejde.
Just come.
Bare kom.
Just come.
Bare kom.
Wow. Do we have some quiet instrumental music that we could play?
Har vi noget stille instrumental musik vi kan spille?
Do we have some like quiet, like instrumental, not singing but quiet? Because we just want to spend some time just praying for you.
Vil gerne bare bede for dig.
And I've asked Hannah and Paul Eric and Matthew and Gunilla, my wife, we're just going to come round and just pray for you.
Jeg har bedt han og Paul Erik og Matthew og min kone Gunilla om at komme rundt og hjælpe med at bede.
We're not going to take too long.
Det kommer ikke til at tage lang tid.
But we just want to come around and just bless you.
Vi vil gerne bare gå rundt og bede for jer og velsigne jer.
So Father, just keep coming. Let your presence just keep coming.
Så kom med dit nærvær, far.
And Father, just release your prophetic as well. Release words.
Forløs det profetiske, forløs ord.
I ask that you'd speak to your people.
Jeg taler til dit folk.
Just let your presence come.
Bare lad dit nærvær komme.